many seconds will elapse before the whole fucking world will collapse? How many seconds will elapse before the whole fucking world will collapse? Existence, non-existence, literally irrelevance in the human equation, like brains fusing with mythological technology. My conclusion is that the theology of creation is a barbaric idea. My relevance and present state of being versus not being is merely an educated thought. Just like I'm barely a blank from the overseeing eyes of the masses who deal in ideology, while thanks to ideology the blood still flows through these veins and arteries to maintain a chemical balance / non-balance within the vast landscape of psychology. Our flesh is becoming less and less important. The carbon link is the only thing connecting me to you. The gelatinous swamp was an incompetent way to begin, but it had to be done. Thanks to the explosion of stars, which created life form upon Earth, we're made up of their dust and comet tails. And if our cells have a memory of their ancestors, then we can create our own vapor trails into the heavens and stars, walk amongst the living suns and planets, to reinforce the fact that reality emanates from perception, dating right back to the beginning of recorded time, where incomprehensible worlds were created from the minds of millions because of uncomprehendable happenings. Billions have turned into trillions of possible paths one could take. I wish I could do scientific math equations to figure out if humans make gods to explain the so-called unexplainable. While my scientific sustenance reigns true, I wait for my incarnate to generate enough power to obliterate the nuclear genesis. And as you watch TV, I look to the stars and below the earth, where I'm constantly being drawn back to the origin of birth, to the celestial waters, where the cerebral keeps expanding, creating its own standing, and the universe multiplying possibilities with its own tenth note power. And as I raise the optical tower to breach the heavens, logical and spiritual make the connection that even a molecule within a female's follicle can be very substantial in holding together the strands of existence. And while humans quest on with persistence, not knowing of the evolutionary science, enough time defiance against rational thought, I turn into revolutionary splinters that shoot through you at light speed, cold to the cold as nuclear windows. I blast past dimensions of human intentions, dreams and negative schemes of all types, twisted in multiple contortions. There are no boundaries, only proclaim concrete stories, dreaming things into reality. My sanity's based on common-based abnormalities. The ones who don't have a backbone try to grow one in alcohol and tobacco. These types of humans react, oh, so different in the presence of intelligent beings. My foreseeing into the future is diseased and death. The sickness has been here since the collision creation upon life.